This is part one of this podcast. What's happening, people? Thank you for listening to the Three Shots Tequila podcast. We hope you enjoy the episode. If you are on Spotify, leave comments, partake in our polls, and tell a friend to tell a friend. If you're also listening on Apple Podcasts or Amazon Music, we appreciate you also. Keep streaming. Just so everyone knows, this podcast drops every Friday. The YouTube drops every Tuesday. With that being said, follow us on the socials and enjoy the episode. Is it recording?
Yeah.
No, we'll just cut it out.
Well, because, hey, nah, this will get out something.
You know
what it is?
You know, you're like, woo, jokes, in it? Just fucking with you. I'm just fucking with you, right? Oh, listen, we got bear jokes, in it? I know you're listening, babes. I love you. I love you.
You are now listening to the Three Shots of Tequila podcast with Marv Abbey, Mr. Exposed, and Taser fucking Black.
What's happening, people? Welcome to another episode of the Three Shots of Tequila podcast with myself, Marvin Abbey. What's it got in the studio?
Mr. Exposed and Taser Black.
And we've got some very, very special guests in the studio. Can we just know your name, lads, and where you're from?
We're no guidance. I'm Abube.
I'm Josh.
Casey.
And I'm ZK.
From London town.
Yeah, yes.
Shout out them, man. There. Apparently, someone supports Aston Villa, though. But
No one
supports Aston Villa, man.
Hey, man, do your chest. You know, they're all right, you know.
Bro, I don't watch football. I'm being so serious. It was just a jerk. I swear that.
Oh, it's not serious, too.
No.
Man denounced his team. Man gave up the whole game. I don't know what to smoke, man.
So obviously we're just going to have general chit chat. I've got an R&B quiz for you, man, as well.
Okay.
At some point, let's see how well you do with that. But some of them
niche.
No, not niche. I'm not going to lie to you. I just go off of the internet of someone else.
Okay. Between the four of us,
you actually know the answers.
I'm not going to lie to you. I was answering bare them. I said, "Raw, like."
Okay.
Some of them are like, I didn't know that, but because of like a timeline or something. You know, like, for example, you might think something's a particular year.
Mm-hmm.
But in your head, it's that year. But in reality, it's like, oh, rah, man, it's that old. Like, it was that
like
year.
Way back then.
So there's a couple of them ones that might be in there that you think, hold on. But apart from that, it's kind of...
Hold on. Wait, you see, on the weekend, you said you was ill, yeah? He made a juice.
Here we go.
For himself. Yeah.
Here we go.
Do you still have the video? What, did you have the video of the juice that you made?
In terms of the four of you, does one of you do something and like someone else always has to get onto them for something? Is there like
it can happen to anyone.
Yeah, we get onto each other all the time.
There's not one member that you're like, oh, allow me. Is there one member that always does something that they're always the one that's like him again? If something happens, you're like, I know who it is.
I don't know.
No, it happens for all of us.
For different things. What point are you trying to make?
Did you see his juice?
I just tried that.
Wait, when did you put in the juice? Screw me.
Basically, I had a flu in it over the weekend.
Yeah.
I came up from Dubai. I don't know what happened. The moment I landed in the airport, that started hitting the back of my neck. Like,
yeah.
I know what you could have, but we can't discuss
it. I'm like, what? You joker. No, it wasn't that. Anyway.
Crazy.
So, I put on my Insta, the flu's killing me, whatever. So, you know, you got everyone that gives you these little
potions and remedies
and whatever. So, some people are saying use Ray, use ginger and lime. Some people, do you know what I'm saying? Whatever. So, I was talking to this girl who, like, does all that kind of stuff. She was like, ginger, lime, lemon, black pepper, turmeric, cayenne pepper in a mix, whatever.
Yeah.
But she's like, don't just wash the lemon and the ginger, but just grind it all and drink that. Mm. As in, like, the pulp is the best thing for you. A lot of people take it out.
Mm.
Like, have that.
This brother ridiculed me for that.
No, you don't.
He thought you was going to go on himself. Gun.
No, bring the video up. Do you know why this is funny? Mom is fucking with the jury. You're fucking with the jury. Man's swaying. You're swaying the jury.
Sustained.
No. Show the video first.
What does the juice look like? Present the evidence first, bro.
Are you drinking it like that? That's all I asked.
Right.
Then you started talking about, nah, I'm going to add water.
I did add water.
I didn't say you didn't. I'm saying, when I first asked you, I thought, are you drinking it like this?
A poem. What do you mean a pond?
Show the video. I want to see the juice. We need to see it. I'm trying to see it. Show the juice, man. It's natural though. We won't see the juice. I didn't say it wasn't. Hold on, hold on, what is your issue with this juice?
Nah,
initially when I messaged you,
whatever it was, what's your issue with the juice?
Are you eating it like this?
Did I say eating?
The consistency look like a McFlurry, bro. If I say, yeah, I'm juicing.
Because there's a pulp and everything's in there.
Yeah, but you put too much. But if you see the before and the after, you're like, brother.
You're saying I put too much. I've done it to have loads.
Okay, just show them the video, please.
Did it work?
Of course it worked. I'm fighting, brother. I'm pop a lot, bro. I got some samples here.
Wait, you carried it with you?
Live.
Nah, because I got onto you.
I brought a shot, you know.
Crazy. Oh, that's what
I thought you brought that in the shot, bro.
Nah, look,
he's selling shots now. Hey, plug your shot, man.
That's what I'm saying.
Hey, talk to the camera. Plug your shot, man.
Is that legal? If I was to go through the airport with this, would they put me to the side?
But look, you're drinking. Look, that is not even legal, bro.
I can travel with this. I don't know if I can travel with this.
What's that do to your insides?
I don't know what that's going to do to my insides.
No, I saved him still.
This healed me.
The way he sounded.
2 days.
Yeah, the way he sounded, bro.
Okay.
Yeah, but it could have been.
Anyone want to buy any here? $4.99.
$4.99.
I'll take PayPal.
But yeah, yeah,
are you sure it? Are you sure it was that? It could have been a young azithromycin. You know what I mean? Because that's really good.
What's going on here, man? Tell me, man.
Hey, show them the video, please. That's all I ask.
So what was? What did it look like?
He's going to show the video.
It just looks like if you ground fruit and have pulp in it.
Do you have a juicer or a blender?
I think it's both.
Right.
No, this thing's sick still.
He's the greatest juicer.
No, it says, on it, it says...
Is it a juicer or a blender?
It's both.
Oh, I said both.
But I said you.
Bro, you're annoying, man. So it's a juicer.
I'll put it on YouTube.
Bro, what's this talking about?
I swear, it says one thing, it says pulse. It says juice. It says, it's everything.
So it's a juicer.
Bro. It's expensive. That's what I know it is.
So it's a juicer.
No, no, it's
the best.
Hey,
he's the best.
It doesn't fit, bro. You man are moving. Man, why is it man getting on to me, bro? What's going on here?
All I asked was, is it a juicer or is it a blender?
You can't do both.
Exactly.
If I ask you, is it a spoon or is it a fork? Exactly. You're going to say, nah, it's a fork.
What's wrong with this guy, man?
No, that's not the same thing.
It's the same thing. Fork things. And a fork can do spoon things, but it can't be both.
Mm. Show the video.
What are we doing?
When you eat rice, do you man use fork or spoon?
I used to use a fork. Spoon. Now spoon.
Yeah. Oh, that's mad. That should be the other way around, no?
Yeah, because I used to try and eat it properly. And then...
What's that mean? With a fork. Why is that properly? I don't understand.
Because that's how like people tell you.
Don't even get on to you. I'm trying to warn you, Steve, I don't want to eat today. Relax, bro. I'm not going to eat today.
Now I just want, I'm trying to finish it quickly.
Yeah.
So you just want a spoon, yeah. Same thing, but the other way around.
No, I do spoon, but that's because like in my culture, it's a spoon. Spoon and fork, usually. Yeah.
Spoon and fork.
Yeah, yeah. You use the spoon. The fork will like push the thing, food into spoon, straight in.
Yeah, yeah. It also depends on the meal, right?
Yeah.
Every time it's a spoon. Whatever's closest, whatever's clean, bro.
Why are you rushing, bro? Why are you running?
Whatever's closest, whatever's clean.
Yeah.
Why is he doing it?
He's
on the floor, bro.
No. It's because in my kitchen table, my mom has like a cup that just has that like, utensils in it.
So if all the forks are in the sink,
I'm not going to go to the sink, wash a fork.
So if you grab a knife.
No, it's not a knife.
You can't even see the knife, bro.
If I said to him, yo, there's five girls that like you, which one do you want? Whatever's good, whatever's clean.
The first one.
That is mad.
That's not the same thing.
I'm it's mad. No. That's not the same thing.
He asked the right question. If there was a knife there, would you do the same thing?
No, but
yeah, but Colin,
I think he meant if it, whatever, if it's a knife or fork there, that's what he meant. I mean, knife or spoon.
Yeah, no,
spoon.
This confusion here. Just go wash the spoon, bro.
As crazy as it sounds, you know what I mean? I'd say I was just a fork person, you know, like literally I just grew up eating with a fork or whatever. I think I'm about 25% spoon now. There's certain times where, like my man said, you know, certain times where like I have places to be.
Yeah. You know what it is? Bro. Maybe because I'm Nigerian, isn't it? It's always a fork. Because it's always meat around the plate, bro.
Yeah, okay.
That's it's true. Always like, I can't deal with that with spoon, bro. Like, sometimes if I need to cut shaki or something, I need to like, when I'm having...
Just pre-cut it.
Wait, you're still eating shaki?
What do you mean I'm still eating shaki? Still,
is it like out of fashion?
Brother!
No,
it's illegal.
No, but bro.
I'm still eating shaki. I'm a proud Nigerian, bro.
Yeah, bro. Shaki. What does that mean?
Yeah, but you're a Nigerian with money.
Bro, that's tough, man.
But you have money. Like, you don't
I say
have
you have money.
That.
I'm not even talking about that.
It's
just tough, like.
You don't have to do that.
Do you see what's sad? It's part of our culture, and you're just shitting on man's culture.
I'm not shitting on the culture. I'm just like,
I can't be
trying. Where are you from?
Bro, we have better in my culture, too. What do you mean?
Where are you, man, from? Where you, man, from?
I'm Nigerian.
Nigerian?
Zimbabwe?
Zimbabwe, cool.
Nigeria.
Yeah, you're
Nigeria,
Nigerian.
Yeah.
Which one?
Ugandan, Jamaican.
Okay.
Filipino.
Jamaica.
We have tripe as well.
You eat tripe?
Not recently. Actually, yeah.
My guy, you know, come on now. I like Joe. I like LeBron James. You know LeBron James is doing that on the pitch. Like I said,
loosening up.
Let me show these youngsters. You know what I'm saying? Because he was like, no.
You know what? Yeah.
You know what?
Can you eat tripe? That's just, you just order.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What, like from that, like
a restaurant
takeaway? Yeah. No, like in the assorted meat.
Come on.
I feel like certain things have to be cooked a certain way. You know when you're like, you know when you, let's say your mom cooks certain things a certain way, you know, there's certain things where you're like, you know, you're like, I eat this, but I prefer it when my mom does it. Where you're like, if I got it from somewhere else,
I've eaten Nigerian food in too many places to have that.
Have you ever ordered a steak and you're like, bro, is this guy vexed at me or something?
Nah,
but then ordering a steak is mad anyway.
I get medium well. They don't get that wrong.
What do you mean?
See, they can, because like I said, you like a medium well. So medium well, I feel like it's
medium well normally comes medium.
Nah. See, medium well, yeah. And I feel like medium, when it comes to medium, medium rare, medium well, it's an opinion. You know what I mean? In terms of, you go to certain places, you order your medium well, it will come as medium rare. Because for them, that's what medium well
then
is.
Then it goes back to the kitchen.
Yeah. Yeah. We had to do that recently. Yeah.
You man are brave, because nah,
I wouldn't have.
No, but... bro, but it was, there was blood. It was
Where was it?
Oh yeah, of course. In them places that, you know, when you sent it back, the chef was offended. I guarantee you, bro. The chef, he might have dropped it on the floor when he sent it back.
They gave us a whole new meal, to be fair.
Yeah, they did.
I think those kind of...
Did he give you a steak or something else?
No, they gave us a whole new steak, whole new chips.
I respect it.
Yeah, but they have to do that, because really and truly, in terms of the level of service in those kind of restaurants and the bad press, they don't want bad press.
Mm.
It's just a steak. All right, cool. We'll do it again, because a mistake was made. At the end of the day, if I say medium well, I can't really be seeing blood on this thing, bro.
Yeah.
I can't be cutting it, and it's like, this is rare, bro.
You like it like that?
It's not blood, but I hate
it. So what is it then?
Protein.
My protein shake is never red, bro.
Bro, I told you, I'm tired of these guys, bro.
Protein.
Protein.
Bro, if you were to pull out your phone right now and say, is it blood in my steak? It's not blood.
Let me get it straight.
I totally understand why most people don't like raw meat. I put it on the heat
for a little while. I cut it. Something red comes out. That's not blood. It's protein.
Yes. And we could Google it. Do your Googles.
Okay. Wait, are you saying that the blood is the protein source?
Wait.
You said it's not blood.
It's a pure protein.
We got serious.
It's the hemoglobin.
Wait. Red juice in your meat is not blood. Blood is removed during the slaughter process, and afterwards, very little blood remains in the muscle tissue. That red liquid is water mixed with a protein called myoglobin.
Nice.
I told you.
Do your Google. Don't put your mouth on that.
Like, blood.
I don't eat steak for a living.
That's blood, bro. You've been the butcher that got time to be... blowing all the blood out the meat. There's blood left in the meat, man. Blood. Brother, there's blood in that meat, bro. There's blood in
the protein.
But isn't myoglobin like the main?
Trust me, that's what transports
like component
there.
Of blood.
Yeah, but it's not blood, though.
So what is it then?
Man's talking about you, like water. Yeah. Bro, it's like H2O.
Let's
do like
more,
you say,
bro, I said it's water. Let's, didn't you drink
let's
that,
do,
bro.
Let's do more Googles. What is myoglobin?
Yeah? H2O. What's in H2O?
What is...
What's in H2O? H2O? You know what I mean? Oxygen. Is that water? No, nigga, that's oxygen. You know what I mean? It's in water.
It's true. It's an ingredient.
Yeah. The hell?
No.
Look at him trying to cook me.
Nah, your point don't stand. His point that was standing still.
How does my point?
You say H2O and
so H2O is
hydrogen
and
oxygen.
What's up?
What?
H2O is
H2O is water, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So what you know what I mean? H2O,
yeah.
You know what I mean? There's oxygen in it.
Yeah.
So like I'm saying, so in the same as myoglobin is in blood, right?
Mm-hmm.
So does that mean oxygen is water?
That's not the same thing. Because it's a compound. Once two elements become a compound, it's not the same thing again.
So you're saying...
It doesn't matter what's in it before, it's a compound.
So you're saying
now,
something that's part of
substance.
Something...
That doesn't work like that. It's not like Ribena and water. It's just, you can separate it again. Once that compound has become a compound, it's not no more two single elements.
So what are you saying right now?
No, but why would you want to take the water?
I don't understand. The way man says is that you can just remove it.
What he's saying is the myoglobin is... part of what makes up blood.
Mm.
So you got the mind.
But it still depends on what it is, because H2O is a mad thing. Whereas if you use the Ribena example, he said put the Ribena and the water together. But when you put Ribena and water together,
you can't separate.
That's Ribena. Still.
Yeah.
But then when you put them apart, one of them is still Ribena.
You can't separate.
So in the same sense, it depends on how important the ingredient is.
A myoglobin is just myoglobin.
I hear it.
Man tried to science me. Like I didn't go to
school. Use a big word, bro. Use a big word.
You know what I mean? You nearly had me, yeah? I was sitting there like, how many of these did I have?
You had me
in the first half. But in the second half, I was like, nah, you ain't getting me with that.
Nah,
but yeah, it's myoglobin.
Hey, Marv's got something, man. Adjusted it.
No. If Marvin has that, you would have read it already.
He's adjusted it. He's loaded, bro.
Marvin is 9 pages in. You know, if Marvin had something, he would have been ready.
Yeah,
you know, read,
I've got something here.
Yeah, see.
But it's not
strong enough.
Man's reading off thatfifth.com, bro.
That's a mixtape. I need to get 4 mixtapes from there still. I remember that fifth.com. Myoglobin is a protein that's found in your saturated muscles, which includes skeletal muscles, the muscles attached to your bones and tendons and heart muscles. Its main function is to supply oxygen to the cells in your muscles. All cells in your body need oxygen in order to function. That's it, really. It says it's myoglobin of blood or muscle. Myoglobin is mainly present in your muscles, the kind of muscles that you consciously move, like your arms and your legs, whereas hemoglobin is found in your bloodstream. Myoglobin is your bloodstream if you experience muscle damage.
So what we have, you know, come to the conclusion of, it's not blood.
We've got myoglobin in our steak. That's part of the issue.
But no, I will say, I understand why most people wouldn't want it coming out of their steak. And that's why I said, you know what I mean? I get it. Because most people just assume it's blood. When you see red something leaking out of your steak, just assume it's blood.
Yeah.
So I get why most people wouldn't want it. Do I?
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. It doesn't taste like anything. Oh. Especially when your steak is cooked, bro. It doesn't taste any different. It doesn't make it taste any different.
Mm. Have we got any vegans in the building?
No.
Okay.
I don't mind Nigerian vegan food, though. You know, that's right. You know,
if you go to the right place,
I've been hearing about that, but I just you see me, yeah.
What girl walked you in there and said, "Try this"?
I mean, I do think a girl did.
Yeah, that's the only
reason why you went in there.
You know, I'm tasting some banging vegan food.
I'm telling you, though.
And sometimes, you know, you have banging vegan food, Marvin, and you're sitting there. And you know what you think to yourself? You know what could make this better? Some steak.
Yes.
You know, you sit there and you're like, that's the only thing. Yeah. You're like, this is banging. Yeah. If you threw a steak in him, Marvin.
I don't get the whole, like, maybe because I think it depends on your culture and how you grew up. But for me, meat is like dominant in Nigerian culture in terms of like shaki, kalfu, whatever.
Yeah.
So I can't imagine, like, even if you had an uncle and everyone's ready to eat and you just bring rice, he would look up and say, where's the mince now? Like, the meal's not complete without meat. Do you know what I'm saying?
So it just feels wrong.
It feels wrong, do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But obviously, Jamaicans, it might be a bit different.
No, not even. It's the same.
But you have fish as well, don't
it? Yeah.
As long as there's something else. Has to be fish.
Rastas
be...
don't eat pork, innit?
Yeah.
So it just depends. People like what they like. Yeah. Don't
Marvin,
like,
swim around. They don't have fish in there. Hey, I thought you were going to correct it.
I don't think it's that deep, man.
What, the meat thing?
No, you see, like some Jamaicans don't say certain words because it sounds a certain way.
Oh, okay.
So they don't say fish, they say sumaran. That's why he said what he said.
Yeah, but I just think Jamaicans are just... It's weird though, because someone... I can't remember what program I was watching where there was like a white guy and he was Jamaican and he was like, people don't think I'm Jamaican.
Mm.
But I was born there, lived there, whatever, whatever. And he's gone like... One of the things he loves about Jamaica is the nicknames. So he's gone like, one time he went to the mechanics and then the guy said to his mum, go in the corner, ask for ugly. So the mum's like... I don't feel comfortable. Really, he said, "Don't worry, man. Go on the corner, man. Say ugly, man. Ugly, no." So she went on the corner. She's like, "Hello, is it ugly ears?" Obviously, apparently, ugly came out, and apparently, the name was justified. I was like, "Oh, that, we see it, we see it." But Jamaicans would like they will call you what they see,
yeah,
and they don't take offense to it. It's like you know that kid that if someone says something, just. It's a form of bullying. Over there, this ain't bullying. That's my
it
name.
It just words mean
ugly.
Yeah.
It's not even just Jamaicans. I think Ugandans might do it too, because my grandma told me, I think it was her mum, or maybe her auntie, or maybe even her grandma. Her name, I can't remember how to pronounce it, but it meant lazy eye in our language.
Oh, serious?
But like that's all my grandma ever knew her as.
What's so from a
so
kid?
I was like, what was her name before she had a lazy eye?
So the one day she just looked at her and just called her lazy eye.
Yeah,
and then like, from there, that's mad.
At one point, my nickname was, when I was growing up, my nickname was Nyamani because I was really dark. That means darkness.
Nyamani.
Nyamani means darkness.
Okay.
Yeah, you're like,
okay.
All right then. Yeah, but we Jamaicans, I told you my Jamaican barbers that I used to go to all the time, they used to call me Mugabe because I'm Zimbabwean. I'm like, really?
I get it though.
And it was funny because there was this guy, he was half Pakistani and half Jamaican. Right. They used to call him Saddam.
I get it though.
But I sat there and I was like, how did we get here?
The reference point is, if I just think of something, that's what you are. See what I'm saying?
Mm. But when you walk in...
That's like Taser. Taser's big, so then my mum would say, oh, yo.
Big one.
Big,
yo, chill out, man.
No, but that's what I'm saying. But then someone, that's just the name though.
But I think I told you, the wildest nickname I think I've heard from Jamaicans was... One. So there was a person who had cancer.
The barbers.
Yeah, they used to call him Soon Dead.
Crazy.
But no, like that's not even like crazy. We would think, wow, that's outlandish. But for them,
I can't lie to you, that name is cold though.
Yeah, Soon Dead. But literally,
that's
they
the most
just,
Jamaican thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, that's fine.
But literally,
it probably sounds Jamaican, isn't it?
For everyone else, it's outlandish. Yeah, for them, it's like you know, everyone's kind of accepted that it is what it is. If you're not from that, or if you're not from that culture, you don't understand that culture. It's like, wow, how could you say that?
Have you man got any nicknames?
I mean, I guess technically,
we go by our nicknames, really.
Yeah, like, essentially, yeah.
Stage name
by KCKB, but that's not actually my name.
Yeah.
It's just
you are
insane. Mine's my initial. I get called bare things. My initials are ZK. So my stage name is ZK, but then people call me Zeeks. People call me Zoo because that's short for my actual name, Zuriel.
I call you Z.
Yeah, Z. Yeah. Like,
you have about 5 million names.
Some people just call me like by my last name. My family call me something different. No, but I mean, nothing
I'm,
like.
I mean, in school, as in like, it's either you had a nickname that you wanted people to call you.
Nah.
What did the girls call you?
What did the man them call you? Because in school, like, everyone had a name.
Because everyone had a name basically kind of based on their personality.
Or it's either you wanted a name or you got given a name. One or two.
I had the nickname Boobs. My name is Ebube. And I went to a boarding school, like, mostly white boarding school. So most of them couldn't say my name. So first time I would introduce myself and they'd just be like, okay, your boobs from now on.
That's mad.
That's crazy.
Because you can't shake that. Wait, that's a dope joke. You can't shake
from
that
my
one.
From the first day.
It's cold still. It's cold.
But yeah.
You can't shake it.
Should be ashamed.
Well, I'd introduce you to girls like that as well.
But that's your name.
No.
This is the homie Boobs.
All boys.
All boys boarding school.
That's annoying though, because a name that like, because so many people are going to call you that, you can't even like,
You can't say nothing.
You know how kids are, like they're immature. So once boobs. Oh, that's it. Everyone knows you as booby.
Yeah. I'll tell you though, when I was when I was younger, like primary school times, anytime I'd like be like on like the strip or like my corner shop, my local park in it, there was like an older on the block who always used to call me Munchies, because every time he bought me, I was eating crisps. So he just called me Munchies everything. I don't think he ever knew my real name. Hey, Munchies, Munchies. Let me have one, let me have one. That was like,
that's a dope name as well, though. That's a nice one.
Could have been worse. He could have robbed
you. Yeah, Munchies. Man, yeah.
That's the best.
But, hey, man, I was,
nobody robs anybody that give a nickname to. You know what I mean? I like him. You know what I mean? Give him a nickname.
Nah,
him or Robin.
So has everyone grown up in London?
Yeah.
What
nah,
part?
Not really me.
Oh, what part?
Nah, because I live out on the edge of London. But it's essentially Surrey, to be honest.
Croydon?
No, not Croydon. Nah, nah, nah.
We're like a Colston or them mad area there. Or like
no, it's literally, it's Surrey, bro. Like, it's like, I'm not trying to bait our way.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Are you? I was thinking to say it, but I thought, oh, yeah, I forgot. Yeah. Someone tell me your doorstep. Right? Yeah, right. Your postcode looking at that. Like, yeah, yeah, I get that.
Yeah, but yeah, different life. He's
so everyone's London?
Yeah.
Southeast.
North. Southeast. Yeah.
Mm. Northwest.
That's mad. Everyone, east, southeast.
Yeah.
No, yeah, southeast.
That's not southeast. For me, it's more or less, I'd say southwest, sorry.
Okay.
Don't think you've got it.
And then northwest.
Okay. Northwest.
Worst part of London. And do you know why I say it's the worst part of London? Because have you ever tried to look for a place to live down your side? Bro, you have to do it road by road. Because you know, you're like, ooh, it's a nice house. And they're like, the next road is wild. And you're like, bro, what the hell? Because you're like, this is a nice road or whatever. And people like, the next road's crazy.
That's how they put us, man.
It's weird though. Every area has got their pros and cons.
Yeah, sure.
Because the thing is, there's times where, like, I don't know, like, you might sell a girl from East. I hate East. Why? Nothing there. But I'm ready for them conversations, you know? Shoreditch, Liverpool Street, Canary Wharf. Where are you from?
I don't count as East.
What
I know it's East, but come on, bro. When you think of East, bro, when you think Taser, think Shoreditch and Newark.
That's the most central.
That's closer to you. It is East.
But so, what's man saying? Maya Globin.
Who do you know that lives in Shoreditch?
Give me this one, bro.
Give me two people that live in
Shoreditch.
Give me two people that live in
Shoreditch. Google's your friend. Google.
Be two people that live in Shoreditch. You know what I mean?
Shoreditch is East.
Shoreditch
is on the same road that leads to Bethnal Green. It's East.
Every single area you named is
East.
There. Every single area you named is East. But it's, you know, you think of it as East.
It's not your East, bro.
It doesn't have to be my East. I don't live in the whole of East.
Because you're East and East and Shoreditch ain't the same.
East is East, bro. That's not saying Canary Wharf from East.
I see what you did there. The movie.
Come on. That's not saying Canary Wharf from East. Because the big buildings, brother. That's East London.
What's the Canary
Wharf? 14.
Canary Wharf. Okay, Canary Wharf is Shoreditch is what? EC.
Mm.
East Central. Canary Wharf is EC.
Some places are E1.
Yeah, some are E1.
E2.
Mm. They're not nice places.
Brother, man, say some of the apartments in Allgate, they're expensive. They are. Do you not listen? That's what I'm saying. Already.
Nah, East is East, man.
But the East is like 82% office. There's like four people that live in
Allgate.
They live in.
You forget. There's Allgate. There's Allgate East. There's different Allgates, you know.
Which is the good one? I'm just trying to tell them that
when people just say East is dead, I'm like, bro, there's
and you name all the places that are.
I watch Stratford Westfield E20.
Bro, you take the wrong turn in Stratford. You're like, okay, this is the real Stratford. Bro, I went to, so my cousin's working on a build in, you know, the Stratford Centre, opposite the station.
Yeah.
Brother, I walked in there. I've never held my phone so tight in my life.
No, but he's a different credit. That's cheeky.
And that's not
very cheeky.
No,
I'm not denying
that. Stratford wasn't credit, bro.
Stratford isn't. The Stratford Centre. Did I not say there's Stratford and there's certain corners you can
name? No, it's Stratford Centre, but you're from Croydon. Croydon,
bro, Stratford Centre is like the you know, Elephant Castle Mall.
No, that's not the same thing. There's no way.
No, it feels different. Yeah, that feels different.
Bro, the Elephant Castle is bananas. I don't know what it is. I've driven past there and think, what is in this place?
Yeah,
Bare Boutique.
You know when I see that Stratford Centre?
Seven-man shop.
Do you know how I knew Stratford Centre was wild? So when we went there, my cousin went for a meeting with the people who's doing the build or whatever. So we've gone early in the morning. Bro, we got there at 10. From 10:30, it was selling fast food. I'm talking about kebab. Whatever, at 10:30?
Yeah.
What kind of area do you live in where they sell kebab from 10:30 a.m.?
You want kebab in Croydon? What are you doing here, bro?
From 10:30 a.m.
You want to eat a kebab at 10 in the morning?
bro. If I've been drinking till
sheesh, bro.
The only way I'm eating a kebab,
you think eat a kebab in the morning.
The only way I'm eating a kebab at 10:30 in the morning is if I've been drinking till 10:20.
What'd you eat? What'd you eat in the morning for breakfast?
You're gonna say sourdough and everything.
No, you know, Marvin's doing this because he knows I have steak for breakfast. That's why he tries to keep me up. It's not fast food.
Yes, steak for breakfast. It's not fast food. Kebab's bad.
Who has fast food?
Who has steak for breakfast?
No, that's real.
Steak is crazy. That's
who has steak for breakfast? What do you have for breakfast?
Do you not see what I have to do with it?
I barely eat breakfast. What do you have for breakfast?
I'll have like pastry or something like that.
It varies, you know. Yeah. Depends on the day, but never steak.
Never steak. Yeah, I barely eat breakfast. Yeah.
Steak for breakfast.
You don't eat breakfast?
Fuck oil.
I'm trying to now.
Gotcha.
I'm trying to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hear it though. I love steak.
Yeah, but no, I'm saying with certain areas, like I'm saying, I totally understand why some people would think certain areas are a certain way. Because I'll give you an example. For me, whenever, and I think you probably had this when you lived in Royal Wharf, when you tell people where you live, and then they'll look at the postcode and people are like, it's Newham. But then you're like, no, it's not. You know, you're like, Royal Wharf does not feel like Newham. It is Newham. It's Newham. But when you drive out, bro. But when you drive out, it's Newham. It's Newham, bro. It's getting down.
Canton's around the corner, bro. Canton's 2 minutes away.
But it doesn't feel...
No, do you know what it is? Because it's so close to... Effective. Canary Wharf.
Nah, it's close to Canning Town. It's not close to Canary Wharf. It's like
bro,
10 minutes.
It's not.
It 10 is.
Minutes, bro.
It's close,
bro. It's not, bro.
It's closer to Canning Town, bro.
But where Canary Wharf is, yeah? Where, for example, East India Station, DLR.
Yeah.
That's Canary Wharf still.
Yeah.
That's E14.
Okay.
Yeah? If you literally look over... The next stop is Canning Town on the Jubilee.
That's what I'm saying. It's close to Canning Town.
That's what I'm saying. But Canning Town is Newham, isn't it?
Newham, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So I'm just saying that line is so thin. That's why I was thinking to myself, oh,
yeah, but
I didn't realize it was Newham.
But logistically, where it looks is further. Where Royal Wharf is to Canning Town,
it's quicker
closer
to walk to then, Canning Town yeah, than it is to walk to Canning
Town. No, you know what I'm saying. I'm just saying, as in how close Newham and Tahamas are. So I was talking about it.
Yeah. It's a bad area, but I get what you're trying to say. Yeah,
because literally, when you
it's the other side.
And if you never leave Royal Wharf here, and all you ever do is catch the train, and you never actually step out, never feel like you're in Newham. Right. You know what I mean? Unless you drive out there. One day you walk up there and you're like, okay, this might actually be the hood. And you're like, could step my ass back into where I live.
So let's talk more about, obviously, your band and whatever. Do you even like the term boy band? Like, do you like that term?
Yeah, it's calm.
It's calm,
yeah. People always put like a thing behind it. It's really
no.
Like,
do you know?
You might say women like it.
No,
so we like it.
Do you know what I'm saying? When you think of pop, because you know, like when you think of boy band, you tend to think of pop band.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, and because you man, as like it's more like an R&B thing.
Yeah.
It's a bit like, I don't know if it's like, nah, we're not like that.
Yeah. So would it be a group?
Wait.
Here we go. What's going on there?
Before you walked in, what question did I ask you, though?
About what?
And I said, what kind of boy band are you, though?
Okay.
I've already asked that question before.
I didn't ask what kind of boy band it was.
No. I'm saying, but you were alluding to that. Like, bro, that's basically what you're trying to say.
I was alluding to that.
That's basically what you're trying to say.
You're trying to put words in my mouth.
Pause.
Anyway, man, as I was saying, so.
Yeah, so, I mean, we're an R&B group.
Yeah. Okay, good.
But if people want to call us a boy band, call us a boy band, because we are a band of boys. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
And Els plays instruments, so we can class as a band in that sense. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. You all play instruments?
Nah, Els does.
He does.
What instruments do you play? Like,
Piano,
come true,
violin, and I learned a guitar in lockdown.
Come on.
You're Nigerian, innit?
Yeah.
Telling you.
Church.
You don't play no instruments here in Nigeria. What are you talking about? What's going on here? My God, we're going to like Nigeria, we're all good at instruments. You don't know what
that
instrument, bro.
I said we're good at instruments.
He's claiming.
I said we're good at stuff. That's what I was getting at. Like, chill out, man.
I'm tired of this.
Chill out, man. I can't play instruments.
Objection.
I've never said I could play instrument, bro.
Overruled, bro. What's that saying?
But they said badgering the witness.
Do you know what I hate when people do that? We're like, because they're Nigerian and someone else Nigerian is doing their thing.
But we'll claim
to be both Nigerian. But allow me, bro. Leave, man. Let man be great Nigerian's on the chair by himself. Man, the future. Man can't involve himself, you know.
My man have been in school one time, started a beef by it. Nigerian's like, bro, we got actually Joshua. Who you got, man? Who you got? I'm like, bro.
Yeah, people do that, though.
Yeah, but have you done it before?
Yeah, growing up, we did it all the time.
Yeah.
So,
that's different because that's someone was coming for me as in like, this is Nigerians in school. So we'll be like, oh, what's your country got? Then you have the country wars. But there was no war there.
Yeah.
And I just said, yeah, I left the tar gym. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm
so
reading it.
Man, didn't even let like, people view him. Read what man's done. He's already...
Man's claiming.
Oh, you Nigerian?
Nigerian.
It's just patriotic, I guess.
It's a genetics.
Nah, proper.
After that was... after what about the Shaqy thing then?
Nah, yeah.
So it's not what?
It's not Nigerian. I'm not Nigerian. It's not Nigerian. Shaqy's not Nigerian.
Well, only Nigerian Shaqy.
No, but they don't call it Shaqy.
Yeah.
What do you call it?
That's our name.
Amalus.
That's a too long. Yeah, because the thing is, that, do you know how long it took? Like, when I heard, obviously, all my life is Shaqy, innit?
Mm.
And I think one time, I think I was watching a program and it was like, give your dog trap, yeah? Like, do you know what I'm saying?
Off cuts.
So I'm like, what is trap? And then I discovered it. No, I didn't know what it was. You know that when you're eating certain things, like everyone here, different cultures, there's things that when you're younger, you just it's put on your plate. You don't know what it is.
Yeah.
But you just get used to eating it.
Mm.
But then it's like someone from another culture might come to your house, look at that plate and be like, what is that?
Mm. So do you eat snow?
Yes.
Yeah.
God damn, you'll eat anything.
Bro, they're alive in the shop.
You have
to get alive.
You got your band membership, bro. In Nigeria, yeah.
My mom's gonna quit.
Hey, stop.
Hey, let me get that snail, bro.
When the car pulls up. Hey, let me get that snail.
All I'm thinking is their rider must be.
Yeah, he's gonna put on the rider, bro. Next.
When the best stage, what would you like?
Yeah, man. As an interview getting on, like, I'm just seeing how, like, not the term fresh, it might be a bit too harsh, but you're a real Niger brother still.
I grew up.
Did you grow up there or here?
No, here. But
the household is Nigerian.
I spoke Igbo as like my first language with my parents. Only grew up around like my family who was Nigerian.
That's sick, bro.
What do you taste that?
Huh?
What is going on in here, man?
What made you go with that?
Objection, man. Come on, man.
So why you gotta say it like that?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying, that's cool.
Say nothing.
So you see the snails?
Yeah.
When they sell them, are they like in the show?
Alive.
When you eat them, are they in the show?
No.
You take them out the show.
Yeah. How'd you cook lobster?
I think it's boiled.
You know what I just thought of, yeah? He might be writing a lyric here, something like, your love is like a snail.
Now,
you know, they're like, I'm not saying it sounds bad. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying we can expand.
Because why is it that French people eat snail? That's cool.
But that's all Nigerian telepathic.
I'm going to say French people eat snail, and they put the garlic sauce in it.
And it's still fucked up when they do it. They put the garlic sauce in it.
Like, you know that the shell, they like...
Yeah.
They have it in the shell.
We tried them in France. Serious?
Yeah, we tried them in Paris.
It's fine. Do you like it though?
It's not too bad. Let's say I hate it.
Snow in front.
What about frog legs?
Why are you looking at him sideways?
Because they're big. It's just because they're big.
The first time I've ever tasted snail, but remember in Deptford, where at the restaurant or whatever, I walked past one of these shops or whatever, and then massive buckets. I looked in the bucket, and something was in there moving. You know, you walk past and you walk back, and I looked in there, bro, and I was thinking, what the fuck is
they got them here?
Yeah, Deptford, on the bucket.
When I was younger, I used to go to Deptford Market, and when they have like their seafood as well, I'd just be alive.
Yep.
And I was so shook off the crabs. Right, like, I used to think they were going to chase me down the highway, bro.
I
did not walk past them.
Do you know it's mad? Like,
crabs are mad. When I look at crabs, they look too fierce, bro. Why am I eating this dinosaur, bro? It's just big. It's just like...
Crab is like 6% meat, bro.
And they cook it live as well.
The thing with crab,
lobster. No, it's lobster. They don't cook crab live, no?
I ain't got a clue. I don't.
Yeah, yeah, do that, I have no idea. But
ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Thing is, as Keith says, lobster has bare meat.
I'm not going to argue it, man.
Lobster has bare meat in it, yeah?
Mm.
Crab, as Keith says, brother, you're cracking...
Yeah.
For one bit of meat like this.
Bro, the whole crab is like this, bro. You get like four crab legs, bro. You know,
why do people like it?
I don't know, man.
See, what it is about the crab is it tastes of nothing.
Yeah.
So it's all that
salty.
And then, huh?
It just tastes like salt.
Yeah, it just don't taste of nothing.
Yeah, you need to put some sauce in there.
Because you can't see, I don't think you can't season crab.
Oh, you like crab?
Who, me? No.
Do you like fire?
No,
you like crap?
Yeah, why?
I'm not going to say that. I've had to put sauce in it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I heard him say you had to put sauce. I was going to ask what sauce.
Do you know the matter for you? You know crab sticks is not actually crabs.
What? Probably. Crab what?
Crab sticks.
Mia went for a fact. Mia's my daughter. Yeah. She went for a phase where she always wanted that from the shop.
They're not actually.
So what's she eating?
It's like a mixture of shellfish and whatever. It's not crab at all.
That's crazy.
It's mad. It's not crab at all. When I find out, I couldn't believe it, bro.
Yeah.
The bare things they've been lying to us about, bro.
Yeah.
I don't think they're lying to us. We just don't know.
But you called it crab stick.
Yeah, that's from advertising.
You know what? He's not lying, man. When I watched that documentary on Netflix and I phoned you, they interviewed Tony that puts the stickers on the what fish was it?
Salmon,
like mackerel, salmon, or something. And he has to basically grade it and say it's grade A or grade B, whatever.
Mm.
So they asked him, "Do you know what grade is?" He said.
Basically, whatever stickers in my hand.
So they're like, "Are you going to admit to that?" He's like, "I can't it admit what to what I've been told to do." Kind of, like, he didn't want to admit it, but he's like, "I can't regulate the fish."
What?
So what they're selling in shops, they're not really too sure. I said, "Yeah, it's mad.
Food's a mess. That's why I just eat what you're going to eat and just whatever, man."
Yeah, literally.
Facts.
Because even I stopped drinking milk. Yeah,
and I milk thought, is impacting.
And I thought to myself, you know, no, because I went from. You know the normal milk that you get in a shop for like a pound?
Mm-hmm.
I went to Cravendale and like those kind of filtered milks. And I was calm with
bougie milk.
But then these, come on, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Nigerian that. but these man used to always talk about being lactose intolerant, about milks. In my head, I was thinking, do you know what? Let me stop drinking milk. And I think one day I read something to do with there's pus in there in terms of milk from the, in terms of the cow, there's like pus mixed in with. I said the moment I read that I couldn't look at milk the same, innit?
The hemoglobins and everything.
Yeah. So I got almond milk. So I started drinking almond milk. Then something said to me, "Oh, read the side of the almond milk, brother. Why is this almond milk 5% almond?" What's the 95%?
Bro,
they're trying to kill us, bro.
Almond milk, oat milk, and all of that's just sugar water, bro.
They're all the same.
Bro, why would it be more than that, though?
No. It's almond milk.
No, but it's through a sieve.
Yeah, crush more.
By the way, it's like flavors. Even I always
You want almond milk with juicy bits?
No, take the bits out, like the orange. You take it out, but as in, give me more almonds.
If I was
the 5%, do you know,
Marvin,
out of 100, do you know what that is?
If I was to describe what almond milk really is, you know what I mean. This is probably why you would have never drank it.
Wait, hold on.
Nah, allow me, man. I don't want to hear it.
It's nut water. What is an almond?
Yeah, it's residue of the nut.
Yes, it's a science lesson.
Nut water.
Yeah,
you're drinking nut water.
Yeah, but that's fine. But give me more.
Nut water, dude.
No, give me more almond.
I said, give me more water.
Give me more almond water.
Right.
Don't objection, you are nuts.
You can't even call it almond milk, bro. Almonds don't have titties, bro. Like, is there no milk? You know what I mean? Literally, for me, I stopped, I used to drink a lot of oat milk.
And I realized it's just sugar water. Like literally, there's more sugar in almond milk than a lot of other things. So you know when you're looking at eating clean or whatever, drinking almond milk, bro, it's just, so you've reduced your sugar somewhere else. And when you drink your almond milk, it's just a hit of sugar.
Yeah, I just stopped it from through, man.
Milk in general?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
But the thing is, for me, cereal was a big thing. Like it's one of the easiest things for me to eat in the morning, like without thinking. Porridge, milk, like then I've got my calories off. Like I'm, do you know what I'm saying?
Where's champagne. Take,
and you steak.
No, honestly, I would have steak and rice, steak and white rice.
Yeah, I would if it was from yesterday.
That's why he just talked about protein, isn't it?
In the morning, steak and rice.
Yeah, he's the meat man.
Do you make it the night?
No, I make it in the morning. You know what I mean? And for me, like I said, that's mostly now, like. I have stomach issues and stuff like that. So there's certain things I can't eat. So stuff like Weetabix. If I have Weetabix in the morning, my whole day is finished.
Weetabix is garbage.
Yeah, no, literally stuff like that. Like
you used to eat enough Weetabix, isn't it?
Yeah.
Weetabix is that Weetabix.
You gotta get the right temperature, bro.
That Weetabix
is a short window. Yeah.
That Weetabix, you have maybe like 3 minutes to eat it.
It's 57.
Have you ever left a bowl that had Weetabix in it overnight,
brother?
Woken up in the morning.
That's
another thing that used to rattle me, and I was like, "What?"
No, it's because the air's got to it, innit?
So to add context, yeah, I grew up in that era. That's why I use a spoon.
Okay.
You got tired of using forks, man.
When do you ever use a fork with cereal? What is going
Who
on?
Who ate Weetabix with a fork?
What's going on here? I'm saying I'm used to the spoon. What's wrong with you?
Listen,
I'm just saying, I grew up in an era where I had to use a spoon to eat.
All right, so what's something...
Let's expand on that.
What's something that you, man... You can't even talk certain things, man, because if I say, what's something that you, man, eat, you, man, are going to be telling me pause, bro.
What's your favourite food? You can ask that.
No, but I didn't... That's not the right terminology.
Okay.
So, but, right,
what's your favourite meal?
What's your favourite food, but it shouldn't be?
Okay.
Ooh. Guilty pleasure.
Not a guilty pleasure, because guilty pleasure doesn't mean it's like, for example, like...
Like a weird one.
Yeah, like snail. Like, if you say, I love snail, that's mad.
No, it does do it.
Yeah, snail's mine, man.
What's something I can eat?
Ooh.
So it's something that is like, when you look at it, you're like...
Mine would be corned beef. Have you had that?
No, I love
corned beef. Good. Garbage. Yeah.
No, it's good, bro.
Corned beef.
From the can.
From the can.
Nah, you man need to try it. You need to try it.
You need to put corned beef in jollof rice.
You've never tried corned beef?
Corned beef in jollof rice.
I think I have. Crazy. But I hate things in cans, bro. Okay. Like, you know the sausages in the can?
The ones in the hot dog, in liquid, because back in the day when they used to have Frankfurters, I remember because back in the day when they used to have Frankfurters, you used to just have to boil it, but Frankfurters are banging, bro, I don't have them often. But corned beef is like, it's not World War II.
Frankfurters
are those things that, you know, when somebody gives them to you, and you know when you go to Tesco and they have the food bank, that's what you throw in there because you're like, we're not eating that. We're putting it in there. You lot are fucking.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That means you don't eat hot dogs.
I don't.
Cool, but a lot of people do.
Isn't hot dog made out of like the off cuts and all kinds of?
That's sausage in general, though.
What's that? There's this dish, Filipino dish. I need to try it, but it sounds crazy. It's like ice, avocado,
ice,
milk,
maybe halo halo.
Is that what it is?
But that's just like crushed ice and like
avocado.
Yeah, bro. But it's.
Crush ice.
Is it nice?
No, it's good. It's good.
Yeah?
Do you know what I was looking at? You're about to be like, why are you trying to break me up for? I was looking at you like, where's this girl? Like, you got my number, but you're going to ask me about this later on.
On the podcast, bro.
On the podcast.
What is it?
No, it's like ice, evaporated milk, and then there's like jellies from like a can, and it's like a dessert that you'd have.
And avocado's in there.
Sometimes. I mean, it depends. You get different versions, but like the traditional one is like maybe like Uber ice cream, which is like...
Keith is on Google's right now. I know yeah. right now.
I have something else. Oh,
and like ice cream.
I'm not Googling that.
Yeah. So your one's snail, your one is...
Corn beef.
And your one is the frankfurters or nice.
No. Don't bring me that.
He left you hanging.
Wait, he just said
it. You know he's recording, right?
No. I let him cook, but I didn't.
He let him cook. He liked it.
Nah, that's not what he said.
He was comparing
other tinned foods.
Oh, yeah. Prawns is not a weird one. You gotta think of something that, like, as you said,
yeah,
like, corn beef, snails. What's your one taste?
What's your favorite biscuit?
No. What's going on the ropes here?
Because if you said paupers, that would have been.
No, man.
I don't know.
What's special?
Guilty pleasure food.
You know what I mean?
I don't really have one.
You know what I mean?
I don't eat anything crazy.
Not on like
a... For me, it might probably be cow foot.
I love
it. Oh, you like cow foot?
I went through a phase where I didn't anymore. But then recently, because I've been eating Nigerian food from this Nigerian restaurant, whenever they send me assorted meat, they put bits of cow foot in there. I've been eating it and I'm like, you know what? So I say cow foot. Mm. Cow foot or shaki, for me. For most people, wouldn't eat those two
I'm
things.
Already picky about cow foot.
I'm angry now.
Who?
Mangalina, that's what we call cow.
Oh. Just say, read it. Put a grand beat on that, bro.
Cow. Mangalina.
Who?
Mangalina, that's what we call cow.
Oh. Just say, read it.
Okay, so all I hear is niggas, they'll speak their native language laughing. You know?
Flirty, you know.
Oh, we have flat first.
But then, flirty, you got 24 hours to respond.
That's what you get. So, what's yours?
I don't know, man.
That was good. I don't eat anything.
Yeah, because I must see my stomach here.
Taser can eat the same thing every day and not care.
How about oxtail? Do you have that?
I've tried it because these lot gas it up all the time.
Right. I've never gassed oxtail.
Oxtail's banging, or you look crazy.
Wait,
oxtail's a guilty pleasure.
Yeah, nah, lots of people have oxtail.
But oxtail's normal.
Do you know what it is? Have you seen a picture of
oxtail?
When they cut off the ox, it's just on the ground, there's just bare hair on the bottom. Man can't be eating this.
Have you seen a picture of a cow foot? What is on the ground? The fuck are you doing?
Let me get a cow foot.
Cow foot, oxtail.
Do you eat chicken leg?
No.
You don't eat drumstick?
Oh, drumstick, yeah.
That's a chicken leg.
No, you're talking about chicken foot. Don't do that. I know you're trying to
broke me. That's a chicken leg. I'm saying.
No, but cow foot, though.
Yeah.
It's part of the leg.
What?
It's part of the leg still.
You're one of them lawyers.
Part of the leg.
Wait.
Objection! No, but on the real though, Keith, oxtail, when I saw it.
The level of seasoning is brazy, though.
I personally think oxtail is fake. I think it's man made. We've got a theory, bro.
So the tail's not real?
How many oxes you seen? For the amount of oxtail that's being consumed,
I hear it.
How many oxes have you seen in your life?
Do you know what you think?
You see cows all the time. Go to England, go anywhere in England.
You see
cows, bro. How many oxes have you seen?
Think about it.
Oxtail
is the tail of a cow, not an ox. Just don't have to be specifically ox. It's the tail of a cow.
Oh, okay. Oh,
yeah, so we've been lied to again. Crab sticks. It's called an
oxtail.
No crab.
Let me ask a question.
No ox.
Brett, do you eat oxtail? Is oxtail wild? Because, bro, these man talking like he's wild.
West Indian. That's not wild to him.
Brent, is oxtail wild now? Because we're talking about guilty pleasures and all of a sudden oxtail is guilty pleasure.
Do me a favor.
Where am I fucking, Brent?
Hey, do me a favor. On this road, knock on a random door. Hi, we got some oxtail for you to try. Don't close the door, bro. You're scaring them.
In England,
that's
yeah.
my point.
Scaring
the
hoes. Oxtail.
Yeah, but... Let me ask a question. Do you think pigeons are real?
100%. Could I see them?
Have you ever seen a baby pigeon?
They taste delicious.
Have you ever seen a baby pigeon? A child pigeon?
Kind of.
Where?
What? In the nest. They're in the nest. They're not allowed out until they're over eight.
Where allowed out?
That's like saying Chinese people aren't real because you've never seen a baby Chinese person.
Yeah, but I'm saying in real life. I've seen oxes on nature programs.
Because I haven't. What are you talking about?
What?
In real life. I've never. What?
What are you saying?
I'm not saying they don't exist. I'm saying I've never seen one.
I have.
Of course you have.
A Chinese baby.
Yeah. I've seen a baby pigeon. I've seen a Chinese baby.
What are you saying?
Every Chinese person I know
objection,
is grown up.
Man. Objection. Someone say it.
I've been Chinese friends and I've never seen no young Chinese people. I'm just saying.
Go to that Waterloo or like King's Cross Station. You'll see that the parents.
Go to Chinatown.
Facts. I've been to Chinatown, but I've still never seen no Chinese children there.
Have you asked?
But no, you go to Chinatown at midnight.
Excuse me, can I see your children?
You go to Chinatown at midnight. How many kids are you going to see at midnight in Chinatown?
I've also never seen pregnant Chinese women. That don't mean they don't have kids. I've never seen that. I've heard someone say that before.
If someone else has seen it, fair. But my point is, I don't know anyone who's seen a baby pigeon. You know what I'm saying?
What's the population in China?
A bear.
A million.
So it's billions. It's happening.
I know it's happening.
If that's the case, then there'll be like two people in China.
Bro, we're talking about seeing it. You never said this. I never said it's not happening. I said I've never seen it.
What's this got to do with dogs, Todd?
No, we were talking about baby pigeons not seeing. I was like, just because you ain't seen it,
but
I'm not just thinking about me not seeing it. I'm like, I've never met anyone who's live or seen a baby pigeon.
I have.
No, but you can't see them. They're not ready.
Yeah, but they're kind of ready.
he's seen
a baby pigeon, but not a baby Chinese person. That's what he's telling me.
Marvin said yes.
I genuinely haven't. And think of, I'm not sure if you, when you were in Royal Wharf, because like I said, I think where I live is probably like, very high Chinese population. Mm. I'm talking about probably
students though, maybe, and people that are
lots of grown ups. No, not even students. No, I'd say if you were to go to Vauxhall, a lot of students. But where I live is a very high Chinese population. Yeah, I still ain't seen no kids.
Yeah, but I feel like in terms of Chinese people, in terms of the culture, they might not maybe
let them out.
No.
Where are you going?
No, if you don't let me land,
he needs to land.
I feel like a lot of people that come here, it's like either school or work. They're not here to maybe start a family as such because it's not their culture here.
They've come here for something.
They're going to go back and start their family. Do you know what I'm saying?
Buzz.
They don't do it like that. Whereas, so you can't get me because your one was a mad team.
I'm not getting you. I'm saying.
So you got to let my guy land.
Nigerian brother.
All right, I see what's going on here.
That's the difference.
So basically what you say, the Chinese people don't have kids here.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying in terms of the culture, in terms of different communities have different cultures. Like, for example, Asian people, like Pakistani, Bengali, they might be on a vibe of, we're going to come here and set up family. So that's why you see Tower Hamlets, Allgate, Bethnal Green, places like that. Yeah.
Not sure where you're going with that, but I'll take it. But, I feel like if I let you keep explaining, we might get cancelled.
Way more than your point.
I didn't have a point. I said I've never seen. I did have a point.
Because everyone was like, yeah. Your one was like, where we going?
Bro, for me, it's not a point. I didn't make a point. I didn't make no point. I just said I've never seen it. But yes, he said he'd never seen baby pigeons.
Yeah. So I was going to say, all right, so we had, I don't think I can even play it, because I'm going to talk about a couple R&B tracks and whatever. So have you guys like got any R&B tracks that stand out to you as in like, this is my favourite song, like in terms of R&B as in like, yeah.
Mm. Or a song where you can say it made you want to get into R&B space.
Okay.
I was going to say Let Me Love You, Mario. That's a classic song, bro. I sing it all the time.
So that's your like, if someone were to say to you like, I'm going to delete every other R&B song. And you, this is, no, sorry, not delete every
song. That's hard then.
But this is that's like, a better question.
Yeah.
If I have to delete every single R&B song, what song?
One.
What one or, may, or two? Two that's left.
I can't lie, I have returned.
But did that Nigerian that responded?
Wow.
Yeah, so Mario Let You Love would still be in there.
That's tough. When you look in the pot and there's no meat, you know. That's that response.
That's the response.
I think so.
Yeah,
I think it's strong enough.
Okay. So, yeah, maybe one more for you, as in like, Let You Be Love, Mario Let You Love You.
It's not an
easy question.
It's very hard.
R&B is so wide in terms of like the genre.
Let Me Love You, I couldn't choose that as my one to play it all the time.
Mm.
Yeah, because I've done it. Rich. And now it's
like we have it in our set.
No, but there's a reason why though.
Every single day. And I'm just like, bro, it's a great song.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That is an R&B song.
But is that because you've listened to it so much?
Oh, I've got my two. God, it just came to me.
What was it?
Return of the Mac, Mark Morrison. Because that's just, it's an easily recyclable song. Candy Rain, So For Real.
That's
I know.
That came through quick.
Well, I need to know. I need to know your answer before I say what I'm going to say.
I'm looking, thinking it's a not go of old school. You know? Are we saying if like they got cut off now?
That's dope.
Yeah. Just
okay. Then I will go for one by a guy called Kevin Ross called God Is a Genius, and then one by Lucky Day called That's You. It's like one kind of
that's
very like last week.
Yeah, it is, but it's like I like them.
Yeah,
I'll say Issues by Teyana Taylor.
Oh, that's a good check.
And there's this French artist called Taik. It's called Promis Juré.
Oh God.
That song.
And you speak French too, nigga? You said that very well.
Yeah,
you did not pronounce that like someone that doesn't speak French.
Nah, he kind of like was a big inspiration for like me starting R&B. Because I was just listening to loads of his music and was like, I like the way he like merges Afro and R&B into a thing that like it's culturally R&B acceptable and Afro acceptable. So yeah, that those two.
Go on, get on time.
I just think it's interesting, like, what is you lot's age, your relationship with R&B. I always wonder, how did you get introduced to it? And what song? And a lot of the time, the songs are old song. Song from, like, I would reference. I just wonder, where did you make that?
That's true.
Yeah, I just wonder where you made that connection.
Yeah, because it's different for us, because you're like, you know, you're like, it's not even different where you're like, it's always crazy when you're like, oh, it's similar to how I got introduced to R&B. It catches you off guard because you would think song. It would, you know, you would think it would be closer to this side.
So that era was always close to that time.
Things have still changed though, because it'll still be a younger benchmark though.
No. The reason I say that, you see that video that went viral the other day? The kid singing Keisha Cole Love. Where did they find out about that song?
Yeah, it might have been the person who's taught him.
To have a whole school singing it is what I'm saying.
Yeah, but it's a teacher.
Oh, just, okay, cool.
The student is going to be like, yo, miss, there's a song I want to Keisha Cole though. Love. You heard that?
No, but maybe. Yeah. You never know. That might be their favorite song. Yeah. You asked them, what's their favorite song?
It's the music teacher.
It's got music everywhere as well. Like, music can't die anymore. Because if it's once it's out there, it's out there, isn't it? Yeah, you can kind of just find out however. And when it only takes one 30-year-old on TikTok to post a TikTok about it, and then a 7-year-old has now seen it, jam's
Wait, who's 30-old?
A 30-year-old is more likely.
No, I know what he said. You know what I mean? 30-year-old, you know what I mean? That sounds like, you know them old-ass
people. Everyone's on edge right now.
I'm thinking, you man, I'm moving like, we're young to listen to R&B and we're in our 20s, so I just went to 30, innit? You know what I'm saying?
No, but what he's saying is true, because even when I was working at BBC, will come in, yeah, and an old song will be the track of the week.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be like, oh, why? TikTok.
Yeah.
But you know what I hate is like, you'll be talking to someone about R&B and you'll be like, do you know about this tune? And they'll be like, nah, I'm not old. But then they will talk about Earth, Wind & Fire song from the 70s. I'm like, that song's even older, you idiot. What are you talking about?
Well, I was actually going to
choose. Because people do that all the time. And like, if it's like a song from like the 90s or something and someone might be younger than you, they might be like, I'm too young for that song. But then there'll be like a Whitney Houston song that's even older.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you know about that song. But it's like, so what are you saying here?
Mm.
It's like people just chat.
Well, like back in the day, R&B was like the main genre. It was like the pop of today. Like, today, especially in the UK, R&B is not like culturally the thing to be making. So there's not much reference to like take off.
But you know the thing that's off that question, is I feel like in terms of R&B and music in general, I don't know if you man, obviously you mean R&B and whatever, but in the '80s, R&B and films were like that. As in like a film wouldn't come out about a good soundtrack.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was like part and parcel of a film. Do you know what I'm saying? So that's where a lot of people used to kind of grow up with the music, because you watch a film, you hear the soundtrack. Same soundtrack might probably be on Top of the Pops.
Mm-hmm.
Just gone number four. So there was like this connection with music, film, entertainment, the artist. You knew who it was.
Yeah.
It was just like a 360. Whereas over time, films and music kind of got, not displaced, but it was separate. That like you might have like a Marvel film, but the soundtrack's written by, what's some of my man's name? Hans Zimmer or whatever his name is. So it's not like an R&B song anymore. It's only certain films.
Yeah.
And in romantic films, there were less of the rom-coms and those kind of films.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's what happened with R&B, that it became a bit more, not sexual, but a bit more like in that realm, as in like, it weren't in films anymore. It was more just a music genre.
Yeah.
Then those people have kind of got old. And now it's all these little sub-genres, not little, that's the wrong term, but sub-genres of like, the genres we'll talk about that time on the episode, in terms of like genres of R&B, the like
alternative R&B,
and then you have trap R&B, trap soul. Like, it's all started to decamp.
It's becoming more niche.
It's become different. So I'm just saying in terms of,
I feel like that happens with all music as a whole, though, isn't it? Like subgenres that's created every day. There's no real reason for it to happen, but
yeah. But I feel like R&B is different though, because rap, even though the subgenres of rap is still rap. It's still hip hop. Like, you might have Future doing trap.
Yeah.
You might have this person doing that, but
ultimately, there is a lot in R&B.
It's still rap.
Yeah.
Like, they're not going to call Future, we'd call him a trap rapper, but he's still going to be a rapper at the end of the day. Yeah. Hip hop artist.
But I think it's because of like that umbrella term as well. Like, with rap, it's like if you're rapping, call it rap, innit? Whereas R&B means rhythm and blues, innit?
Mm.
And rhythm and blues stems from the blues, which stems from slavery, which just stems from black music at all. So at the end of the day, if it's black music, just call it R&B is what people come to. You know what I'm saying? So even some forms of rap, you'd be like, that's R&B. You know what I'm saying?
But you said about rapping in terms of the UK. Do you feel like, R&B in the UK. Do you feel like R&B has ever really been in the UK? Because, you know, when I look back at old bands, they had some rhythms, you know? Like Damage, Eternal, Big Brother. Do you know that song?
The Fundamental Cunt is R&B.
Yeah.
Jermaine Riley is one of the best songwriters and artists in the UK.
That Big Brother song, and I think it's like when the song before they broke up.
Baby Boy.
Rhythm. But at the time, it's like people didn't think it was a rhythm.
Yeah.
It's like now you listen back to it, you're like, brother, that tune's cold.
But
I feel like over here, we've got that thing with music where like we don't appreciate it. Now
I just think we didn't realize how big what these men were doing then was.
Yeah, that's true.
That's what I think.
Yeah. Or maybe even has that connection to film you were talking about. Like maybe having R&B in American movies in like the '80s and nineties gave like an emotional connection to it, made them just love it more.
Yeah.
Whereas because we didn't have that R&B here, there's no connection to it that the people have.
Yeah,
as opposed to like rap, for example.
Yeah, because Whitney Houston, is it I Will Always Love You?
Bodyguard.
No, but that's the film.
Celine Dion, I'm not sure if that counts as whatever.
Of course that counts. Yeah. So that definitely.
I know some people could just live, you know, it's white
with Robin Hood.
Seal. Batman.
Yeah, Kiss from
You know what I mean? It's always attached.
But I can't lie, I don't remember that from Batman, you know.
I remember
video. It wasn't like synonymous with the film.
No, but for me, it was the video. Like, from when I was young.
Kiss from a Road. That's why the song's big to me, though.
Because of Batman?
Yeah.
Did you watch the Batman though?
Yeah. Not whether I watched it or not. I just always knew that song from Batman.
That's mad.
No, I always knew the song from Batman.
You didn't watch the Batman?
The video, bro. The video always, like, from when I was
younger. What's the point of you know if you didn't watch it on Batman?
But it had the Batman. I'm telling you how I know the song.
But you didn't watch Batman?
But it was attached to Batman.
I don't understand. I watched Batman.
No, but how are you putting it together when you didn't watch Batman?
Hold on a second. I've never seen it eat snow. I know it eats snow, bro.
That is a objection. That is a mad point. But I know it eats snow.
Big ones as well. I know.
What? Hold on. No, keep. You got it. That is brazen.
No, you know what? Okay, it's crazy, but no. For me, no, I definitely. So for me, I associated with the movie, but like I said, when the song came out, I associated with Batman, but I didn't even watch the movie 2 years after. But literally, whenever I used to see the song, it was just literally over and over and over and over again. It was just Batman. That's all you would see. So even if you had never seen the film, all you would see was Batman.
I can even back my point here, and you'll understand what I'm saying. I don't whistle, bro. This is what I'm saying, bro. Like, I heard a song and referenced the song with Batman so long, I didn't know what Sil looked like.
Yeah.
When I first saw Sil, I was like, what?
Yeah.
I didn't know, bro.
No, let's think. Yeah, I had no idea what Sil looked like until I was...
I knew that song was him?
Yeah, literally. So you're definitely right in saying, like, I think it definitely did hold because we would attach it to so many different, you know what I mean? Cultural... You know what I mean? Points.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Across life. And then it came... Because now, even if you think about it, right? When, and not even just in the UK. If you think of R&B in America, there was a whole point where... I wouldn't say it disappeared, but it disappeared. Mm. So I say even the big artists were all doing, you know, EDM.
Yeah,
you
remember 2010. When, you know, there was...
You know what I mean? There's that whole period where R&B was just EDM.
Yeah.
You know
what
I mean? Literally, like, there was that whole period.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it started with...
That period was rough, boy.
Which artist? Was it Kelly Rowland or Kerry Olsen who posted up where she was, I think they were talking about they kind of started off the trend at the time, but there was a period I'm not sure if it's accurate. I'm not sure it's either Kerry Olsen or Kelly Rowland. They posted something.
It's probably both.
But at the time, like where they were some of the first to do.
But wasn't it more like the takeoff of like kind of house music ish? With in collaboration with like what's
it's more the producers
David Guetta and them man.
No, I'm saying the producers. So the producers
and then just get a man on the track and say.
But they were the first.
But that's the thing. I think.
But the producers were the same.
No, it's not even that. I just think in terms of R&B, I feel like and pop has always been the biggest genre in the world, isn't it? Because it's popular music. So I feel like if you can cross over, although R&B might be in your heart, I need to pay these bills.
Yeah.
Pop's paying the bills, bro.
So that's
why a lot of people went over. Because remember, R&B was like, it was culturally...
It's down to the label as well.
Yeah. Culturally is important, R&B. But sometimes cultural importance doesn't always pay the bills because it's kind of like, there's not enough consumerism in this. It's
physically irresponsible.
Whereas pop is... So that's why it got to a point where like, remember, even Chris Brown had what, Everyday People. Banger though. Usher had that. Oh my.
Yeah.
Like it was a period of time where, you know, you think of R&B and you're like, it's a beautiful genre. You know what I mean? They make amazing music, but it just, for some reason, it just wasn't connecting. And I feel like the labels just weren't finding ways to make it connect with the audience.
Yeah.
And that's why for a period of time, it was just EDM. Now I feel like we're working back to a place where we're like, how do we now get this music back out to everyone else, essentially?
Yeah.
And it's literally like now figuring out, because... What you lot said about, you know, attaching it to, you know what I mean, I'd say cultural things, movies and stuff like that. I feel like back then, that was the thing. So now, I guess they're trying to figure out what that thing is now, essentially. And, you know, stuff like TikTok is probably what it is now. Because there's a lot of things. You know, do you know how many things I hear from TikTok, social media and stuff where I'll hear the full thing. Oh, shit. That's where that comes from.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's little things where it then kind of... then picks up and more people will listen to it and stuff like that. But the movie thing that you lot said, I think that's probably the biggest difference between then and now. And I feel like that's definitely probably what has affected R&B because it probably did carry it for quite a while, essentially. And before then, you know, I think everything was a lot simpler back then. It was all about love. Joe Budden had a segment on it. You know what they were talking about? When you think of the difference in what R&B singers looked like back then and what they look like now. You know what I mean? Like, we've got this group of young guys. Back then, he was a 42-year-old man that was balding. No, bro. They had, you know, you sit there, bro. When you think of Bella, oh, it's Redden. You know, they're right.
Oh, no, but that's
I'm talking about like when man, like, it morphed into something else. When you think of Sam Cooke and that man there, when you think of love songs, you think of R&B. We always associate R&B with love, essentially. But when you think of man that were writing, you know, love songs, essentially, that man were like 52.
You know, but Keith, the reason why I don't think that's right here is because I was having this conversation with someone the other day about music. And in terms of R&B, R&B was a genre that was heavy on looks. Because if you look at people like H-Town, people like Jodeci, Drew Hill, Boyz II Men, like there might have been a member or two that maybe wasn't as good looking as the others, but it was a point in time where girls were like, oh my God. Whereas if you're talking about...
I feel like them men are after.
That's
Sam Cooke and them. They're the 90s.
Wait, one second. But in terms of the 70s and whatever, I hear you, but even in them days, there was still guys who... You can't tell James Brown he weren't popping, bro.
Yeah, James Brown was 49.
But the thing is, you're looking at James Brown.
No, I'm not saying they weren't.
But I'm saying in terms of, because you're forgetting in terms of when you look at the struggle of them man back in the day. A 20-year-old look 40. Have you seen pictures of sports stars? And they'll be like, this was Babe Ruth and he was 23. My man, the hair, one bit of hair here, looking old.
Because the
way of living then was different.
Some of them were 40.
Yeah, cool. But
they weren't cooking the snow right, you get me?
So they age differently. But I'm saying in terms of R&B was a genre of looks, feeling and whatever. But what you're saying, I think it relates to pop music in general. So when you look at pop music back in the day, they didn't care what you looked like. Phil Collins looked like a mechanic. Am I lying? Phil Collins look a mechanic, bro.
But have you heard that voice? Phil Collins, you know, you can look a certain way if you sound a certain way.
But that's my point, as in like
Phil just turned off 3 shots of tequila,
bro. I'm saying in terms of guys. Like a lot of artists back in the day, it didn't matter what you look like. It was like if you had a talent.
It was a lot of talent before.
Bro, and the thing is, at the point in time where the UK was like leading the world in music. Like in the 90s, 80s, 90s, bro, like Sting and the Police,
Beatles,
you had Queen, you had Annie Lennox, Elton John, George Michael.
Come on, brother. You know what I'm saying?
It's showing his age, isn't it?
It's up to you, man.
It's showing his age.
But as I was saying, like, I like that kind of music. That's one of my genres, isn't it?
Yeah.
So whereas them man there,
hey, don't do them, that.
I'm talking about him.
Oh,
don't do that to me. I would laugh.
Them man said it's the R&B the other day. You get me? So yeah, I think that might be a case of that. Like, I think music shifted as well in terms of it was more about what the person looked like as opposed to what they sound like.
Yeah.
Do you not think that's now though?
But I feel like that's what's happened now.
I think that's what in terms of R&B or in terms of not even R&B, music in general. It's more about we need these sales. So how can people buy into this person? They're good looking. They have this.
But that's less. I think that's less about the music.
No, that's what I'm saying. That we can sell this person. Yeah. Right, if they can hold a little note. That's good. But they look the part.
I feel like the branding agencies probably. I can say we blamed them. So music has always been great. You know what I mean? When you think great music, you know what I mean? So I think it got to a point where you couldn't just be talented. You had to be talented and good looking now because we're not just selling the music now. We want to sell everything else, if that makes sense. So now you could turn up, you know what I mean? Like where you're like, I'm one of the best singers and so on and so on. And they're like, you know what I mean? They're thinking, but we need to sell merchandise. We need to sell this. We need to get brand deals. You know what I mean? So there's probably people that are super talented. So, you know what I mean? Like, now you kind of have to tick multiple boxes. Yeah. Back then, bro, before, like, social media and all of these things, back then, bro, like, you're on radio.
There's certain
artists where people didn't even know what they looked like. And they're like, that was a white person? Yeah, or there was black people where white people didn't know that was a black person. Yeah, and they're like, what? Yeah. You know, because back then it was like, it's just a song. We can sell the music. We can sell the music. Yeah. Up until we're like, we now need to sell everything. More than the music. Yeah. Yeah. And now we're in an era, bro.
Now it's worse because now you need to be talented, good looking, marketable. And you gotta go viral on TikTok.
Mm. Yeah, and if you can't do all of, like, we're selling everything there is
about you, bro.
But that's because of streaming, though. Because streaming doesn't pay as much as a CD or like an album.
Yeah.
Everything's changed, you know.
It's like we need to monetize every single thing about you. If you don't look a certain way.
You are now listening to the Three Shots of Tequila podcast with Marv Abbey, Mr. Exposed, and Taser Black.